This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. The devastation in the panhandle of Florida is just unbelievable. And I'm sad to say, because so many of our great Republican red state supporters live in that area, that region, Florida, the panhandle, Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. Terrible, terrible event. Devastation left behind is just impossible to even explain. Panhandle resident says it was absolutely terrifying. Someone who's watching from an aerial view says, I have no words to describe the devastation left behind. At least four deaths were linked to the storm in Gadsden County west of Tallahassee. Although, again, I will stress, shows the greatness of America. I mean, when China or Pakistan or India or Thailand have a major weather event, thousands of people die. Sometimes hundreds of thousands die. In a few cases in China, massive flooding killed millions in the history of China. But in the United States, one of the most awful hurricanes to ever hit our mainland hits, and there are at least four deaths. Now, maybe that'll go up, and it might be 8 or 10, but the reality is we're pretty darn good. We do a good job of keeping our people safe, and I believe that President Trump and FEMA did a good job as well. But at least four deaths were linked to the storm in Gadsden County. Victims include a man who died when a tree crashed on his home in Greensboro. An 11-year-old girl was killed on Wednesday when a carport was torn away and sent hurtling into the modular home she was in. But the good news is the total is four. Aerial footage showed widespread damage. CNN's Brooke Baldwin said, I have no words to explain what I saw. It's gone. It's obliterated. I've never seen anything like this in my life. So some bad stuff. Panhandle resident in Panama City says it was just terrifying. And a reporter and photojournalist from the Tampa Bay Times ventured to Mexico Beach early Thursday. That's a Florida panhandle town. And found the town of almost 1,000 impassable. They saw destroyed homes, some with staircases leading to doors suspended 10 feet in the air with nothing on the other side. Entire structures washed away. Refrigerators and toilets and piles of soggy furniture strewn across properties. And you've got an army of rescue people out there now, the heroes of the United States, law enforcement officers, thousands of them, and search and rescue teams and firefighters out trying to find and save survivors. One of the great things about America, we've got so many heroic people. So thank you, all of you, first responders, for everything you've done. Back to politics, because that's what I do on this show, right? I mean, I'm not afraid to go into politics even on a day of tragedy, because politics is what we talk about. That's why you tune in. Obama had a secret plan to validate the Clinton victory if Donald Trump would not accept it. New report is out. Michael Goodwin and Maria Harf were talking about this. Former President Obama had a plan to validate the 2016 election in the event that then-candidate Donald Trump lost and challenged the results. Obama administration officials told the New York Magazine a bipartisan plan was in place, of course, because there's so many Trump haters in the GOP, just in time for the election to certify the results and prove that, you know, it doesn't matter if Trump said yes or no, it had to be accepted, Hillary won. And I mentioned this on my radio show, that I went to the third debate, it was in Las Vegas, Nevada, between Trump and Hillary Clinton. I was there at the third debate as a guest of President Donald Trump. And I said to my good buddy who was attending the event with me, Jared, I leaned over and I said, Jared, Trump missed one opportunity tonight. Only one. He was great, but he missed one opportunity. They asked him, will you accept the results if you lose? And he should have answered back, yes, I will. But now I want to go on national TV and put Hillary on the mark. You know, are you going to accept the results if I win? And she would have laughed on national TV and said, if you win, really? Of course I'll accept the results if you win. Knowing in her heart and her brain that he could never win. That's what she thought. He could never win. So Trump missed that opportunity. Should have put Hillary on record as saying, yes, if Trump wins, I will accept the results. It was the only miss of President Trump's three debates. He did a great job at all three. But the end result is none of them thought he had any chance to win, and they were so certain they had a secret plan in place to validate Hillary's victory if he did not accept that victory. More interesting talk today, interesting news. United Nations has put out a report on climate change and global warming. And they say by the year 2100, I know none of us will be alive then, it's a long time from now, but by the year 2100, they think that there has to be a $240 per gallon gas tax to fight climate change and to limit global warming. $27,000 per ton of gasoline, and that would add up to $240 per gallon in gas tax. And in 2030, which is only 12 years away, the report says the carbon tax would need to be as high as $5,500, equivalent to $49 per gallon of gas in tax alone. This was all reported today as a UN report. This is how crazy liberals are. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They want us to live by horse and buggy. They want us to use candles instead of electricity to save the environment. And they want us to, you know, never drive our cars again. They want us to live in carless cities like, you know, New York City. If they could ban cars from the center of New York, they would, at every other major city. And you know what? I'm not going down that route. You know, excuse the pun, but I'm not. And I know you're not either. Liberals are just plain crazy, and they want to ruin our quality of life. And don't forget another thing, by the way. I argue this in every one of my books. I've written 12 books, or I'm on book number 12 now. I've released 11 of them, and I'm on book number 12 for Newsmax's publishing division called Humanix, and that book will be out in 2019. It's called Trump Rules. I've said in every one of my books, the greatest jobs in America, what makes this a great country for the middle class, is energy jobs. Those are the best jobs in the country. A study was out a couple of years ago. I quoted in my book, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. That study said that the average oil job in Texas pays $150,000 a year. That's how you live a great middle class to upper middle class life. That's how you go from poor to middle class to upper middle class and live a great life and join a country club and go on vacations with your family and drive nice cars. It's because you have nice jobs that pay fantastic wages. The oil industry pays fantastic wages. Fossil fuels, coal pays good, solid wages. You know what pays crappy wages? Green energy. They pay nothing. And that's why we want to stay away from becoming a green energy nation. That's why we want to keep fracking, and we want to keep drilling, and we want to keep coal mining. Because that's what is the best jobs, that's what creates the most plentiful jobs, that's what creates the high-paying jobs, that's what creates the cheapest fuel. So your electric bill's $200 a month instead of $2,000 a month, and therefore you have money to spend on going out to eat and going on vacation and living a great life. And that's the deal. Quality of life. The Republicans and conservatives are for quality of life, and liberals want to destroy your quality of life in the name of climate change and global warming. If you're not convinced that liberals are crazy yet, you will after this one. The Equality Institute says don't say pregnant women. People of all genders can become pregnant. They don't want you to ever say pregnant women again. That would be an affront to all the men out there, I guess all the gay men and the transgender men who are pregnant. I don't even know what to say anymore to liberals. I really don't. The self-styled global research and creative agency whose stated purpose is to advance gender equality and prevent violence against women and girls has advised its 10,000 followers to try using the phrase pregnant people because people of all genders can fall pregnant. People of all genders can become pregnant because people of all genders can have reproductive organs to do so, the Institute stated. Consider all people when using language, including trans and non-binary folks, and ensure that your language is inclusive of everyone when talking about pregnancy or anything else. Language matters. The Equality Institute's advice was not well received. Thousands have now erased posts accusing the group of undermining what it means to be a mother, among other things. I mean, I don't know what to say, so I'm going to move on. What do the worst-run states have in common? And by the way, we're going to start taking calls when we get back from the break. So let's make sure I give out the number, 833-WAR-TALK. You'll see it at the bottom of the screen. 833-WAR-TALK for Wayne Allyn Root, 833-927-8255. Give us a call and weigh in on all the biggest issues of the day. Of course, the biggest issue of the day has to be the falling stock market. It's down 1,501 points in 1 week, and in the last 2 days, over 1,300 points. And I agree with Donald Trump, and I've said this in many of my newspaper articles and many of my columns at conservative websites, that the Fed is run by liberals who hate Trump and loved Obama. And they spent 8 years saving Obama and propping Obama's horrible economy up by keeping interest rates at zero, never raising interest rates, artificially at zero, didn't belong there, never raising interest rates, ever, one time in 8 years. And also by dropping money out of a helicopter. You know, they call the Fed, you know, the helicopter, because they drop the money out of a helicopter onto the Wall Street and make everybody on Wall Street rich and make the head of Goldman Sachs rich and all the people getting stock bonuses and stock options rich. But the rest of us get poor because that money is now the national debt. Under Obama, the debt went from $10 trillion to $20 trillion. It doubled and it was more debt than all the other presidents in the history of America combined. Amazing. Under Trump, they raise interest rates, and they raise interest rates, and they raise interest rates. It's like a kamikaze attempt to destroy the American economy, destroy the booming stock market, destroy the booming real estate market, destroy the booming GDP, destroy the booming jobs market. The Fed is against our interests. They've raised interest rates, I've lost track, 7 or 8 times since Trump's become president. They raised them once in 8 years under Obama, but they've raised them 7 or 8 times in a year and a half under Trump, and they keep talking and promising they're going to raise them more? Are you kidding me? Are you like a suicide bomber trying to destroy the American economy in the name of liberalism? Who's running the Fed? Fire them. They're unaccountable. They're out of control. They're trying to hurt the economy. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Call us. We'll be right back. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen and become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Two special, beautiful young ladies are watching at home. My daughter, Contessa, and her best friend, Rebecca. Contessa's 10. Her best friend, Rebecca's 15. And the two of them are sitting in my living room at this moment watching the show. I actually told them to watch it yesterday for 5 minutes just to see Contessa's daddy on national TV, knowing she would not be interested in politics at the age of 10. And they told me today, we loved your show. We watched the entire thing. We turned it on for a minute. We kept watching. And we're going to watch it again today. And I just spoke to Contessa. She's got it on right now. And so Contessa, 10, and Rebecca, 15, are watching the show. And I told you, it's been amazing that most of our callers for the last couple of months have been women. And most of my fan mail has been women. And usually Republican conservative talk radio and talk TV are just a guy's audience, you know. And so we're making some changes in the demographics and the electorate. I think I have a hand in helping. Just show women a better way. You don't have to be a Democrat. You don't have to be a liberal. Well, if I can convince 10-year-olds and 15-year-old women to watch the show, then I must be doing something right. So I'm glad Contessa and Rebecca are watching. Hello from Dad. Let's thank the sponsor of the show, by the way. I tell you all the time how bad government is, how bad government agencies are, and under Obama it was just multiplied times 1,000. And the IRS came after me, and they tried to destroy my life. They tried to ruin me. They tried to wreck me. And by doing that, they tried to wreck my family. And I take that personally. And what do? I went out and hired. I interviewed all the best tax lawyers in the country, and I went out and hired one of them, Sam Lantis of the Lantis Tax Group. And I'm a guy who turns lemons into lemonades. You know, I wrote the book, The Power of Relentless, and it was all about turning lemons into lemonade. You take something bad, you turn it into something good. And not only did we beat the IRS once, we beat them twice, and I didn't owe a penny thanks to Sam Lantis. But then I went to him and said, why don't you become the sponsor of my local radio show in Vegas? And he did. And he did fantastic, and lots of people called him and hired him for their service to fight the IRS. And so I said, why don't you become the sponsor of my national radio show? And he did. And I said, why don't you become the sponsor of my national TV show? And he did. And so here we are now. Sam Land, a sponsor of everything I do. And he's doing fantastic, and he's built this amazing business. And he's not an IRS resolution company, which are all the ones that advertise. They're not lawyers. Sam Landis is an attorney, and therefore you have attorney-client privilege. Nothing you say to him can ever go anywhere else. And he gives you a free consultation, and he tells you exactly what's going on, exactly what's wrong, exactly what his game plan is, exactly what it'll cost, and exactly how long it'll take. You can't do better than that. No salesman, no hype, no BS. Just a great attorney, Sam Landis, and his staff, which are all attorneys. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Call him. If you have an IRS problem, he beat the IRS for me twice, and I had the weight of the entire government of the United States against me. Sam Landis is that good, and he's not expensive. His costs are shockingly reasonable. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-934-3578. LandisTaxLaw.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Let's take Stuart on line four. He has a bone to pick with me. He doesn't agree with what I said. Go ahead, Stuart. Hit me with your best shot. What's going on?
Own to pick with you, but the chairman of the Fed was appointed by Donald Trump. He's a Republican.
I'm well aware.
The reason I called was you were mentioning that all the liberals on the Fed, but the majority of the Fed are Republicans, and the chairman of the Fed is appointed by Donald Trump. He's a Republican.
Let me give you my answer. The chairman of the Fed is doing a crappy job, and I'd fire him right now, except the problem is I don't believe you can fire him. I guess he serves at the president's leisure, so my guess is maybe you can ask for his resignation. But who cares?
Right.
Trump appointed him. Trump should fire him. He's doing a lousy job. But as far as the idea, they're all Republicans.
I understand.
They're all a bunch of Ivy League eggheads, and whether they're Republican or not.
I'm just responding to what you said on the air that they were quote a bunch of liberals, and that's not true.
Well, there are
a bunch of crappy Republicans that are on
there. Yes, to go with that. And liberals, you don't think there's leftover Fed members from Obama? Of course there are. But are there crappy Republicans?
There's two out of six.
All right. Well, the other four are crappy Republicans, and I'd say they're probably as Republican as Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and Jeb Bush. They're a bunch of rhinos, and they're Ivy League airheads, right?
And Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham. They're not Republicans.
Boy, Ted Cruz is fantastic. What's wrong with Ted Cruz? Yeah, he hung up. I have no idea what that last snide remark was about, but I'm a class act, baby. Ted Cruz didn't like Donald Trump, but I always liked Ted Cruz anyway. Matter of fact, there's a picture of me and Ted Cruz hanging on my wall. Ted Cruz is a great guy. He's a solid conservative Republican, and he believes in all the same principles as me. I may like Donald Trump better. I wanted Trump for president. I wanted Ted Cruz to stay right where he was as a United States Senator from Texas, or maybe appointed to a Supreme Court role. Ted would be great as a Supreme Court Justice, but Ted is a real constitutional conservative. He's not a rhino in any way, shape, or form. Fantastic. A little bit of a surly personality, but a fantastic conservative and a constitutionalist. Ted, I still love you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
President Trump hosted Kanye West and Jim Brown for a meeting and then lunch at the White House today. The president said Kanye has been a friend of mine for a long time. West took the opportunity to talk about stop and frisk.
The thing that that the head of the police and Mike Sachs met with me last night at the Soho House about was we feel that stop and frisk does not help the relationships in the city. And everyone that knew I was coming here said, ask about stop and frisk. That's the number one thing that we're having this conversation about.
The cleanup in the panhandle of Florida continues after Hurricane Michael. Republican Governor Rick Scott said things will never be the same.
This monstrous storm has devastated our Gulf Coast and our panhandle. So many lives have been changed forever. So many families have lost everything. Homes are gone. Businesses are gone.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
I want to give you a little education lesson. Here in Las Vegas, where I live, We've got a liberal, ultra-liberal newspaper. We've got an ultra-conservative newspaper that's fantastic called the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I am the national columnist for national politics, national political columnist, opinion columnist, and it's now being syndicated all over the United States, my column, starting with my next column on Sunday. It's a national syndication through Creator Syndicate. Fantastic. It's owned by Sheldon Adelson, probably the finest and biggest Republican donor in the United States of America. Thank you, Sheldon. What a great guy. Without you, I don't know where the Republican Party would be. Thank God for Sheldon Adelson. Thank God for Israel, for Sheldon Adelson, right? I don't know where Israel would be without Sheldon's donations to Republican causes and asking them to fight for Israel. But there's a very liberal newspaper called the Las Vegas Sun. It's run by Brian Greenspun. Brian Greenspun is a registered Republican and says all the time in his columns, he gives himself cover by saying he's a registered Republican. But I hate Trump, and Trump's the worst person in the world, and Trump is Hitler, and Trump's a Nazi, and Trump's the KKK. He is the most hateful, what he writes is hate speech, the most hateful anti-Republican, anti-Trumper in the history of the world. And he hates everyone with a Republican next to their name, an R next to their name. And he believes in nothing I believe in, the exact opposite of everything I believe in, but he calls himself a Republican. So what does it mean to have an R next to your name? We've also got the biggest CEO in the whole town, the head of MGM, is Jim Murren. Jim Murren is so liberal, it's pathetic. Jim Murren and Brian Greenspun are extreme, extreme, extreme radical Democrat bleeding hearts who believe in nothing I believe in, nothing any of you believe in, and the things they believe in make me sick to my stomach. I want to vomit. They're so bad. Jim Murren is a registered Republican, too. So what does it prove to be a registered Republican? John Kasich is the Republican governor of Ohio. He hates Trump and everything Trump does, and I love everything Trump does. So Trump's a Republican. I'm a Republican. You guys aren't Republicans. You just have an R next to your name. So the fact that there are people on the Federal Reserve Board, I'm sure there are many Obama holdovers, too, by the way, but if there are Republicans on there, they're just Ivy League egghead Republicans in name only, rhinos. It doesn't mean anything. They don't believe in the same things as you and I. They don't believe in low regulation and low taxes. They believe in cutting interest rates when Obama's president to save his butt and try and keep us from an Obama Great Depression and hide what an incompetent loser and extreme radical socialist he was. And then when Trump's president, raise interest rates, raise interest rates, raise interest rates, raise interest rates. Seven times, I believe, it's happened since Trump's been president for a lousy year and a half. Seven times. So I don't know what you call someone like that. I call someone trying to kill the American economy. But under Obama, they tried to help the economy. For Obama, they tried to hurt it under Trump. I call someone like that a Democrat traitor, not a Republican. All right. Speaking of the economy, one of the great things going on is the stock market's been dropping the last couple of days has been the fact that gold is finally out of its doldrums, and gold's been going up. And, of course, our show is sponsored by the U.S. Gold Bureau. It's owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, which means you can trust U.S. Gold Bureau more than anyone else you see in any of these other ads on television or here on radio, whether you're listening to Rush or Hannity or Levin or Savage. You can't trust anyone the way you could trust the U.S. Gold Bureau because the state of Texas chose them to run the Texas Bullion Depository. That's amazing. That's amazing. And they've helped hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about and buy and sell precious metals. So, I mean, they're an amazing company, and I'm very proud that they've agreed to sponsor not only my TV show, but my national radio show. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. Now, the Dow is down over 1,000 points. I think it's 1,300 points in 2 days, over 1,500 points in a week. Major sell-offs in every index. And yet gold still below historic prices. Don't be a day later, a dollar short with your valuable portfolio. Protect your wealth. Gold is wealth insurance. It's there for a rainy day. When things go bad, you can count on gold. If there's a war, you can count on gold. If there's a terror attack, you can count on gold. If there's a an attempt to hurt one of our national leaders and people are scared, you can count on gold. And if the stock market crashes or there's a dollar crisis or a debt crisis, you can count on gold. And so you want to call U.S. Gold Bureau. They've got professional advisors who will customize the right package. And how about this? They will never be undersold. Never undersold. The longest bull market in history could be correcting. I hope not. But that's what markets do. There are corrections. And there's also been a long bear market in gold. And it finally is coming out of the doldrums, up almost $30 an ounce today. An amazing day for gold. Well, the market was way down because people run to protection of gold. Gold. sold is wealth protection and wealth insurance. So call them. They will not be undersold. And ask them about the Wayne Alaroot Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. No, it's not my company. They just named a package after me. Only. Great deal only for the listeners to my radio show and the viewers of my TV show. The Wayne Alaroot Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Call them. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-4653. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root and tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, and you will not be undersold. All right, we got lots of callers, full boat. We've got Nathaniel from Michigan. Nathaniel, you're on with Wayne Alaroot. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind today, Nathaniel?
Good, good. So real quick, I was wondering if you could, as a conservative, tell me how you guys justify spending $25 billion on a border wall, and, like, where is our return on investment going to come from?
All right, so you are a liberal, I assume? Is that you're against the wall, or you're just a liberal in general, or only when it comes to the wall are you against the wall?
So I would say I'm independent, but I just don't see where the return on investment is going to be from a border wall.
Wow. I mean, I have no trouble answering the question. To me, it's the easiest answer ever. It's one of the great investments in the history of the world. I mean, I'm Jewish, and I love Israel, and Israel had 10,000 terror attacks a year, so they built a gigantic wall against their neighbor, Palestine, filled with the enemies of Israel, and since they built that wall, less than 10 terror attacks a year versus 10,000. Amazing results. I live in a walled, gated, beautiful complex, one of the most beautiful places to live in all of Las Vegas. Las Vegas is one of the most dangerous cities in America. Crime out of control. You got to fight for your life in certain areas of Las Vegas. I live in a beautiful suburban area called Anthem Country Club, and there's a wall around our, I think it's 1,500 homes behind the wall, which is all built on a golf course, and there are guards with guns at the entrance, and the only way you get in is to go through a wall and then meet with guards with guns and give them your ID, government-issued photo ID. If you don't have it, you're denied entrance to my country club. There's no crime. There is no crime. It's like living in Mayberry, USA.
Right.
So when you say, well, build a wall, what's the return? What is a life worth? How many people are killed every year in this country by terrible, terrible illegal aliens? How much money is spent on welfare and food stamps? They're bankrupting our country. They've ruined our schools. They've ruined our hospitals. My God, we got to keep them out. There's no sovereignty to a nation without a border. We need a wall.
Right.
We need a wall. That's it.
Is there any way,
astronomical.
Is there any way that we could invest less money possibly into more border security without the wall? I mean, it just seems like
look,
a
I'm not
super
argue.
High
look,
number.
$25 billion. I get it, Nathaniel. But
$25 billion.
Nathaniel, our budget is over $4 trillion a year. $25 billion is a drop in the water. Liberals spent $25 billion on one state's welfare. It's nothing. Do you know what the savings will be for this country in wages for the average middle-class worker not to have to compete anymore with hordes of illegals that come over the border every year that steal our jobs? I mean, look, I'm a white guy. And I'm an Ivy League educated guy, and I'm a guy who has a high income. I'm fighting for black Americans and Hispanic legal Americans that are at the bottom of the economic ladder, and you're competing for jobs. Those groups are competing for jobs with all these millions of illegals that come in our country, and they're losing wages, and they're losing quality of life, and they're losing jobs. So I'm fighting, I'm being very liberal here. I'm fighting for black Americans, I'm fighting for Hispanic Americans, I'm fighting for every American that's at the bottom of the economic scale. Your jobs are being stolen by people coming across that border. But our children's future is being stolen by a bankrupt nation that's $21 trillion in debt and counting, and all that debt is being compounded by illegals collecting welfare and food stamps and housing allowances and free health care and earned income tax credits. We've got to get a handle on who comes in our country. The way to do it is a wall plus more border guards plus, I would say, drones by the thousands flying over that wall to make sure they report back to the border guards and tell them if someone's trying to dig under or get over the wall. I mean, I think there's no amount of money you would spare for extreme vetting and for a wall and for national security to keep our country safe and my children safe. No amount of money. Thank you, Nathaniel. Let's take Larry in Miles City, Montana. Larry in Montana, how are you, man?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing good. Boy, do I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to tell you now something that probably will make you giggle a little bit, but I come from a small town in Montana. I go to my AA meetings for the last 5.5 years. Saturday, we had a small group. There was only 4 men in there, and this one woman came in, and she was so upset. And I ran the meeting, and I said, does anybody have a topic, solution, or problem to talk about? So she started talking about Kavanaugh.
I knew you were going to say that.
Then she turned around and started hitting everybody, and she said, looked at me and says, and I could never live with you being a drunk as you are. And then she went and said, tell all your sons that they can go out and rape anybody they want. And then she stormed out and she says, I just can't take it in here with these men. I have to get out of here. I'm so uncomfortable. Slammed the door and left. That was my first encounter.
Yeah, by the way, let's not sound sexist. This is not because she's a woman. It's because she's a liberal. And liberals,
exactly.
Liberalism is a mental illness. They're all nuts. They're all absolutely nuts. Larry, I'm sorry you had to live with that for an hour. Thank God. Can you imagine you had to live with that for the rest of your life? Just thank God you don't know her. Can you imagine living with that person? Can you imagine living at the Thanksgiving table with a liberal across you who hates Trump? How about the dinner table for Christmas with a liberal? Because every time I tell my liberal friends, remember, I'm Jewish, so I have lots of liberal friends and liberal relatives. Every time I tell them, don't talk politics, let's have a nice night, they can't help themselves. They immediately start talking politics. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuity. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. Anyone who watches the show knows there's been a transformation in my life, the way I look, my face, my body. Lost weight, gained muscle, and I did it by eating the most of my life and working out the least of my life. Does that make any sense? Well, yeah, if you do it right, if you got a coach who teaches you how to do it right so that you can work out 30 minutes a day, 35 minutes a day, and eat a ton of food, multiple meals per day, more than I've ever eaten, and yet I lost 10 pounds and gained about 20 pounds of muscle. I look like Popeye the Sailor Man under this suit. It's really quite amazing. And I weighed 190 when I started. I weigh 180 now. All because of Cenogenics. Thank you, Cenogenics. They're not a weight loss clinic. They've got nothing to do with weight loss. They have to do with making you healthy and younger again. Thank you for making me great again. Thank you for making me young again. Not only do I now have a five-night-a-week TV show at the age of 57 here on Newsmax TV, but I've now got a sports fantasy football show every weekend. This weekend, actually, I'll give you the news tomorrow. It'll be on Fox Sports affiliates all over the United States, and then the following Sunday, it'll be on CBS Sports Network, and so we're going to reach like 100 million combined homes with me as the host of a sports show. I don't think there's another 57-year-old in the United States of America that has two TV shows. Quite amazing. I owe it to Cenogenics. Call them. Ask for your free, no-obligation consultation. If I could do it, you could do it. Anyone could do it. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be fatter, don't call. If you want to feel crappy, don't call. If you want to look worse, don't call. But if you want to be thin, you want to feel great and look great and be young again, call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Let's take Tom in New Franklin, Ohio, line one. Tom, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Tom, are you there? I guess not. Let's move on to Rob on line two in Middle River, Maryland. Rob, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Pretty good. Tell you why I called. I'm going to give you a triple question, and they're all related to the president and George Soros. So here we go.
Okay.
He sees the disruptions going on. Why isn't the president doing anything about it? Does he have something up his sleeve? And could Soros be blackmailing him? Here are the three questions. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't have an answer to any of those. I could make a stab at him and make guesses, but I have no idea why he doesn't do anything. I mean, you need Jeff Sessions to cooperate to do things, and either Jeff Sessions is being blackmailed, speaking of being blackmailed, by the left and by Soros and by the Democratic Party, and they got photos of Sessions doing something with somebody he shouldn't be doing it with. I've always felt that Sessions is being blackmailed, and I think right after the election, Trump's going to fire Sessions. He's going to name a new attorney general, maybe Lindsey Graham, by the way, and that would mean Nikki Haley could become the United States Senator of South Carolina. That could be the method to the madness of what's going on with Nikki Haley. That would make the Democrats scream with agony because, of course, they tried to say that Nikki Haley hates Trump and she's resigning because of something Trump did, when in reality it may be a plan to, to lift Lindsey Graham up as Attorney General and to stick Nikki Haley into that role as United States Senator of South Carolina to replace Lindsey Graham. But in any case, look, you need Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, head of the DOJ, to cooperate in a major way to go after someone as big as a guy worth, I don't know, $60 billion, George Soros. So I have no idea what the machinations are behind the scenes. I don't believe Donald Trump can be blackmailed by anybody. The whole key to Donald Trump is you can't blackmail him. How do you blackmail Donald Trump? Everything's out there. Donald Trump is a barbarian. Donald Trump is a guy who does whatever he wants to do. Donald Trump is a guy who cheated on his wives. He doesn't care if you know it. Donald Trump can't be blackmailed. He tells it like it is, and he's not embarrassed by anything he does or anything he says, some of which sometimes even make me cringe. He doesn't care. So you can never blackmail Donald Trump. That's what's great about him. So I there's no one blackmailing Donald Trump. Trust me. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, I guess the frustration is that he sees what's going on. He sees all the riots, all the hatefulness, and he doesn't even mention his name. That's what drives me up a wall. And I like
that. Yeah, and I'm with you.
I just don't understand it.
No, I'm with you. I'm not fighting you. I'm with you. I think that I think there must be charges you could bring George Soros up on for, you know, encouraging the mob, encouraging violence, fomenting violence and rioting and unrest. But maybe it's a very hard thing to prove. It's a very slippery slope from free speech to encouraging violence. Not quite sure if you could prove it. Or maybe he's just got an incalcitrant, uncooperative Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I don't know. Or maybe Donald Trump's so busy making America great again and making the economy great again and creating jobs and GDP and the lowest Hispanic unemployment in history and the lowest black unemployment in history, that maybe he just doesn't even care. Let your source do what he wants and waste his money. I'm going to win anyway. And he is. Trump's obviously on his way to a big, I think, landslide victory in 2020. And I think we're on our way to a huge November 6th. And it's going to be red Republican victories everywhere on November 6th. We're going to hold the House and we're going to expand the Senate. So maybe Trump just doesn't care. And he says, let him waste his money. I don't know. You know, I'm not Donald Trump and I'm not in his shoes. So, you know, until you've walked 1,000 miles in a man's shoes, you probably can't say anything. I haven't walked in Donald Trump's shoes. That's my only answer. Let's take.
Thanks for your long explanation, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. I hope it wasn't too long. All the lines just filled up, and the show is over. I'm so sorry, but all of you, including Ron, have been waiting patiently in Las Vegas, one of my locals. Just call back tomorrow at the start of this show, and I'll make sure we get you right away. Or you can call at the start of my radio show, and I'll make sure I get you right away. But we're done for the night. And I want to tell you, on my radio show, I read this. There's really no time to do it tonight on TV, but I'll open my show tomorrow with the new study by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. The worst-run states in America and the best-run states in America for the last decade. Every one of the worst-run Democrat, every one of the best-run Republican. And I want you to hear which states make those lists. It's really quite amazing. You don't want Democrats running your country. Wayne Allyn, War Now. God bless you. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.